President Obama is scheduled to make a stop in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. He will meet with Saudi's King Abdullah before the president's speech Thursday in Cairo. The king is expected to press Mr. Obama to take action on Middle East peace. And as Kelly McEvers reports from Riyadh, some Saudis are hoping the president will press the king to speed up political and social reform.
The first time Ahmed Al-Amran cast a vote, he figured it wouldn't be the last. It was 2005, and Saudi Arabia was holding its first ever elections for municipal councils around the country.
I went to the school, entered the school, you stand in line waiting for your turn, and then you get to the room where you can cast your vote in the voting booth. It was a really exciting experience, especially since it's the first time.
Amran is a well-known blogger here. He says since that election, his municipal council has done little. He was hoping to vote for a new council later this year. But then, last month, the government announced it would postpone the next round of municipal elections. Officials say they need 2 more years to study the idea of expanding the electorate to maybe allow women to vote. Reformers like Amran see this as one step forward, 2 steps back.
Why this is all came right now? Why not earlier? I mean, it's been 4 years since we elected these councils. You should have done that earlier.
Since taking the throne in 2005, King Abdullah has made big promises to reform Saudi Arabia. He says he wants women to vote and work and drive. He's spending billions of dollars to revamp schools and courts, both dominated by the country's conservative religious establishment. The king has sacked several leading religious figures and appointed a woman as deputy minister of education, the highest post to ever be held by a woman here. But Saudi political analyst Akhil Al-Bakhli says such moves take time to convert into real change.
I think the main problem is the management. Management is old people, very old people, very typical people.
By management, Bakhli means an entrenched and aging bureaucracy. He also means a clergy that senses it's losing power and is fighting back. Religious figures recently have staged protests at events like book fairs that they see as too secular.
We don't like to force change because then it actually can have a negative reaction.
That's local TV personality Muna Abu Suleiman. She points to neighboring Kuwait, where women recently were elected to parliament for the first time ever. She says that's both an inspiration and a cautionary tale. Kuwait is just a fraction of the size of Saudi Arabia and is more open to Western influence.
Yet it took them so long to get women in. So again, I think this is a symbol of how long this change take to occur. There's 2 lessons, that it can be done and it will be done, but also that it takes time.
Change takes time. That's what you hear from nearly everyone you talk to here. It's been said that this country is one of the few in the world where the leaders want change more than the people. Some Saudi and Western analysts say that's just an excuse for leaders to drag their feet. Others, like Robert Lacey, author of a forthcoming book on Saudi Arabia, say it's the reality for King Abdullah.
And in that situation, I think he is perfectly right to be conservative and cautious. But it doesn't mean that Obama will be happy with this, and he will probably have to criticize it in some public way. He shouldn't expect, however, that the Saudi government will, at the end of the day, respond to what he says.
The meeting between Obama and the king is much more about the two countries' mutual interests than the internal politics of Saudi Arabia, Lacey says. In that way, the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will remain as it has been for decades. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.